Jim Thalen is with the Cooley Law School. He's on the other end of our McLaren Health Plan phone line. Jim, how are you?
I'm good, Tony. How are you this morning?
I'm doing very well. What's your role with Cooley?
I am the school's Associate Dean for Legal Affairs and the General Counsel. That means I handle all the legal matters affect the school.
And the school has been involved in somewhat of a nasty case. Tell us about it, because there's been a recent ruling.
Sure. Last summer, we filed two defamation lawsuits, one against the New York City law firm, and that case is ongoing. I suspect you're talking about the other case.
Correct.
The other case we filed was against a group of what were then anonymous bloggers, people writing blogs online using pseudonyms or fake names to keep their real identities private. We sued four individuals for making defamatory statements about Cooley in their online blogs. And the ruling that I presume you're referring to relates to one of the bloggers whose identity we know, but who the court decided we could not publicly release and go forward with that aspect of the case. Now, that part of the case is being appealed, and the Michigan Court of Appeals late last week issued a ruling that it would hear that appeal. Unfortunately, we don't know any more about the appeal than that, just that the court decided they do want to hear the case, and it will move forward now into the appeal process.
From what I understand, and help me to make sure that I say this clearly, these students are saying that Cooley Law School promised them that they would get jobs. Is that correct?
Well, now actually, we're mixing another case. The other case that you're referring to here is a lawsuit that has actually been filed against a number of law schools around the country by graduates of these schools, claiming that they misunderstood their job prospects when they decided to go to law school, and that it was actually harder to get a job when they got out than they anticipated. That the way the schools report their employment numbers of recent graduates, they misunderstood their chances for getting a job. Cooley does have a case pending against it like that, and there will be a hearing in federal court in Grand Rapids next week to decide whether to dismiss that case. We've asked the court to dismiss it, and the hearing is next week.
All right, tell us about the other case.
The appeal case that I referred to a moment ago is against one particular blogger who was a former Cooley student. He attended Cooley for three terms and then transferred to another school. And after he transferred, for reasons that aren't clear to us entirely, he put a vicious blog up on the Internet attacking Cooley in several regards. But the blog contained several false statements about Cooley, claiming that we have policies to block students from transferring, which we don't, and calling us criminals and calling several of our policies fraudulent. On the basis of those statements, we filed a defamation action against him. Now, as I mentioned, the Michigan Court of Appeals has decided that it wants to consider the standard, because Michigan does not have standards for courts to follow in trying to track down the identity of an anonymous blogger in a defamation case. Our best judgment is that the court wants to set the standard that should be followed by courts. And I'll go out on a limb here and say it's probably because there are so many blogs now, there are so many people speaking anonymously online, and Michigan right now does not have any clear court standards on how those cases proceed.
We've been talking with Jim Thalen, who's an attorney for the Cooley Law School. Thank you, sir.
Well, you bet, Tony. Have a good day.